Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back, everybody. We're going into the second hour of this live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. Yes, you are in the right place. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's
Ruby,
855.
The lounge music.
450-free, like freedom. Thank you. You're beautiful. I'm welcome.
You're lounging with the captain on Free Talk Live. Call on in.
Lounge against the machine. Oh wait, no, that's not my recording. That's somebody else's.
Aren't they raging in favor of the machine now? Aren't they big on socialism and giving the government absolute power?
One does not rage against the machine by voting in a machine created by a machine.
Good point.
We were talking about this article from Mashable. Somewhere in, what did we say, Fort Smith,
Arkansas, where we are on the radio, by the way, in Fort Smith.
We are, and they're going to attempt to have some sort of thing that resembles a concert. And it's dystopian, for certain.
We should ask our listeners on KFPW if you are, if you're intending to attend this concert. Let us know, and after the fact, let us know what it was like, would you please?
Yes, please, do. It's going down on May 15th.
Mm-hmm. I think that's Friday night.
At a place called Temple Live. So apparently tickets are $20, and they apparently haven't sold out, despite the limited number, only 229 out of the 1,100 or so capacity that it has. And they're talking about taking your temperature before you go in. Masks will be required. You know, social distancing protocols. Stay 6 feet away from everybody else.
Thought you were going to go to the concert and, I don't know, meet some people you had something in common with? Yeah. Nah, that's not going to happen.
And the article goes on, early gatherings will likely have to follow strict social distancing guidelines, allowing only a limited percent of venue capacity to attend events and requiring all attendees to wear face masks, potentially with hand sanitizing stations and even health screenings before entry.
Is there going to be a non-coward section?
Yeah.
Will it be coward or non-coward? I'll pass on that tonight. I'm trying to quit.
Balls or no balls? Which section will you pay for? So that was Jennifer Horney, of all names, who's the director of epidemiology in the College Health Sciences at the University of Delaware, who said all of that.
Yeah, it's just so sad, nobody, that, you know, there is no freedom option on the table. There is no ballsy option on the table. It's all these companies are going with whatever it is that they're told to do. They're falling in lockstep with all these governor's orders, and it's just going to be an insane medical authoritarian society, and for God knows how long. It's
bad. That's generally what corporations do. I'm hoping and I expect that there are some people who will behave very differently. You know, and if I find out about a field in a party or a party in a field, I'm going.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm not bringing a mask. No. I might bring some disinfectant and, you know, 30 years old in a bottle.
Or some bug spray if it's, you know, out in the woods or something, you know, right, that kind of a thing. You want to be prepared, of course.
Well, I was thinking just a bottle of vodka, but it's a perfectly effective disinfectant.
That is a fact. A question that looms large is whether many people will feel comfortable attending amid a pandemic. Of course they won't. I mean, I wouldn't.
I will.
I wouldn't want to go to a concert like this. Dozens of tickets, $20.
So you've got,
I wouldn't feel comfortable at a country show anywhere, but.
But you've got, so there's a couple sides to this. There's people like us that wouldn't want to go because we don't see this as the way a concert ought to be.
Right.
Right? So it doesn't sound like fun to us. To the people on the other side, the people who are living in fear, it doesn't sound like fun to them either because they don't want to be around other people.
Right.
So you've got this sort of weird middle ground of the people who they'd really like to see some live music, and they don't mind the fact that it won't be anything like any other concert they've ever been to, and they're not entirely paranoid to the point where they're staying completely at home. So that, you know, there is going to be a market for this. I did go to the Ticketmaster website. What did you call them?
Ticketbastard.
Ticketbastard,
yeah,
website.
In the B.
And so it looks like maybe there's, I don't know, a few dozen tickets available to it. So, you know, they've sold probably the majority of their tickets.
Really?
That's the way it looks.
Interesting.
The majority of their 25% maximum.
Right, right. Well, and that was as of May 7th. They said, you know, dozens were still available.
Week.
Did you say dozens are available?
I would say a few dozen.
Because that's what this said. Dozens of tickets, all $20 were still available as of May 7th. So it's only the 11th now. So, and, you know, generally door sales are a good percentage of
a concert.
What a venue is going to bring in.
Yeah, concert goers aren't known for planning in advance.
Yeah.
Right.
And, I mean, it sounds like they're going to have to plan in advance for this thing, though. Strict yet necessary precautions sound like a killjoy at an event that's supposed to be, well, joyful.
Yeah.
But what's more, most everyone now, no, not everyone now, appreciates the virus exploits gathered people. I don't appreciate
that. Wait, what? What was the sentence?
It says, what's more, most everyone now appreciates that this virus exploits gathered people. I mean, I don't appreciate the virus. I don't appreciate everyone's reaction to it.
It's just an awful sentence. The virus exploits people.
Yeah. And in groups or crowds, there will likely be infected people who don't know they're infected, meaning they're asymptomatic. Of course it does.
Be afraid.
Oh, this author really needs an education.
Well, that's the problem. They were educated. They went to government school.
Yeah.
They went to government college. And they were trained to believe everything the government says.
If you don't go to school, you're uneducated. If you do go to school, you're miseducated.
Yeah, I mean, this article just gets more and more ugly and talks about, you know, violating all sorts of things that, I mean, I certainly don't want a health check. I don't want anybody taking my temperature when I go to a concert.
Quick prostate exam on the way in. It won't hurt you.
Turn around and cough, right? You know, here, put this thermometer.
No, don't cough, but turn around.
Right. Put this thermometer, well, somewhere where you would put a thermometer, right? Mm-hmm. Like what, you know, and then what, these bouncers, these door people are going to have to be like medically trained now to do all this kind of thing? You know, like no venue's going to pay for that. Most music venues, if they're doing anything, you know, remotely independent, don't have the money to pay people that much. You know what I mean? Generally, it's a tip-based industry, so I can't see this. I can't see this becoming a thing that goes well. They might be able to do it with something like country music, perhaps easy listening. You know, but I don't see this being a thing with rock and roll. Let's go ahead.
Hard listening.
Let's go ahead and go to some of your calls and your thoughts. We have Crichton calling from Louisville, Kentucky. Crichton, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
How's it going today, guys?
Hi, Crichton.
Life is good.
About 9 years ago, I called into this same show and told you guys about this novel thing called Bitcoin. I'm not sure that I was the first, but I was definitely one of the first.
Cool.
And
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm calling back because I listen to your show kind of off and on. I'm not consistent. And I've lately been listening again.
Okay.
And I've been hearing a lot of this talk about these alternative currencies that are trying to rise up and take Bitcoin's crown. And I've been doing a lot of research into this.
Yep.
And I was one of the first probably 200 people in the English-speaking world that actually heard the phrase Bitcoin at all.
Cool. So you must be really wealthy.
I was actually I've told that story on this radio before, that I bet a huge amount of money of them, and I lost most of them. I had at one point a life-changing amount of Bitcoin.
Yeah, oh, man.
And then I lost it.
Your life changed, didn't it?
So you really gambled away all your Bitcoin? That's a shame.
Not all of them. About 80% of them.
All right. 20% of a life-changing amount is still pretty good.
Most of my money I spent on wine, women, and song, but the rest I just wasted.
So I'm not sure what your greater point is, but if you want
to hear it,
if you want to hang on the line for just a minute, Creighton, we'll bring you back after the break. Okay. All right, hold on the line. 855-450 free like freedom. Have you lost a big chunk of your wealth in your lifetime? Did you lose some Bitcoin? Did you gamble it away? We'll have more from Creighton coming up. 855-450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Saddle up. It's new Dime Bite for horses.
They're always on the move, always eating, grazing 17 to 20 hours a day.
In their natural state, they eat only grass.
Picture a pasture or a plain.
The nice big pasture that's very green.
The grasses and the different plants.
That's your basic forage.
I don't think there's anywhere on the planet where you have consistent, healthy pasture all year.
So we start supplementing with the hay and the grain. The grain has a lot of sugars in it, and the hay, the dried out hay, loses a lot of nutrients.
Curing under the sun, it loses about 80% of the beta carotene, omega-3s, and vitamin E.
So Ed has figured out how to freeze-dry the green mist in the grass.
I said, why don't I make a supplement that's as close to healthy pasture as I could get?
All of the nutrients that are lost when the grass becomes the hay. I like Dynavite. It's simple. It's straightforward. My horses get what they need. I can see immediate results.
Check out new Dynavite for horses at Dynavite.com.
It doesn't take much. Just one little scoop. I get my Dynavite from Dinovite.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You are in the right place for the live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can also get us on our Discord line at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I wanted to tell you about AnyPay. Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Because now with AnyPay, you can earn a passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app, add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses, then install it at a real-life business, and then tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. I think it's pretty incredible that those guys are, you know, offering such a financial incentive to help spread the use of these cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Cash and Dash.
I'm a fan.
We were speaking with Crichton. Crichton, are you still with us?
Yeah, he said he was an early Bitcoin adopter and called the show about it way, way back in the day. And you were listening to us talking about alternatives to Bitcoin. Do you mean like the what they call altcoins, these competitors that are also cryptocurrencies? Is that what you're referring to?
Yes, Dash, Monero, etc. And you guys have some of you guys, not all of you guys, and I know nobody's wearing his Bitcoin shirt today.
No, that's
I think
captain.
That's Captain Kickass.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
But some of you guys seem to be latched on to the idea that these altcoins are going to take over the market share of Bitcoin. And I am calling in specifically to tell you that that is never going to happen. And it has nothing to do with the technical superiority, because that was assumed very early on that a technically superior alternative as a cash payment system, a value transfer system, was going to happen. It mm-hmm. was integrated into the design of the blockchain to do that.
Yeah.
And what I'm talking about is called a side chain, where you integrate a separate currency that pegs itself to Bitcoin and occasionally links to a mined block. In a very technical way.
I think we might be getting a little out into the weeds here. I don't, you know, you have to remember you're listening. You've got an audience full of people who don't even know really what a Bitcoin is.
Right. So answer me this. I think you're completely wrong. I think that there will be many different ways of sending value, and that Bitcoin is going to need something about $3 transactions to send 50 cents for a cup of coffee if they want to ever get dominant again.
Well, right now I spend. $3
exactly
to send a Bitcoin.
But this is my point.
What's that?
That was designed into the system so that eventually an alternative currency that is superior and moving value, it would be used by everyone, and that Bitcoin would take its final role, its final form, as a store of value, as the gold to somebody else's silver. It was never intended to be used by the end user normally. It was intended to be used like
the difference between gold and a disused Bitcoin blockchain is there are purposes for gold. A blockchain that nobody is using just sucks up energy, and there's no reason to use it. So you're going to have to find a purpose for your gold. Can you make jewelry out of it?
How can I? Here's my question for you. You know, look, I don't pick a winner. Okay, I don't know who's going to defeat Bitcoin someday. I don't know which coin it's going to be or how it's going to end up playing out or how soon or whatever, but I think nobody's got some good points here. But to your point there, Crichton, the title of Satoshi Nakamoto's white paper is Bitcoin, a peer-to-peer electronic cash system. It doesn't say a peer-to-peer store of value system or a peer-to-peer electronic gold, just let it sit there system. It says electronic cash system. So how do you square that viewpoint of the creator of Bitcoin with what you're saying the point was now?
No, I square it because that was the point. The use as Bitcoin, as it has been used in the past, as that peer-to-peer system where individuals trade in it that was a necessary step. But eventually, it was always known, way back in the first 2010, that Bitcoin did not and could not have the transaction volume to service everyone in the world. That was known. And there is a design system. It's not mentioned in the white paper, but there is a feature.
Okay. Well, then why, if it wasn't intended to serve people, then why, you know, why couldn't they just open up the block size? You know, it used to be there was no restriction on the block size, so it could have just grown to whatever level it it needed to. I don't know if I agree with you that everybody knew that, because there were a lot of people back in the day
that... Not everybody knew that.
Huh?
That's what I'm getting to. Bitcoin was an experiment in Austrian economic monetary theory.
Mm-hmm.
That's the core point. Is that it was an experiment. And this was one of the experimental features of that was designed into it, that was meant to be and expected to be, that other currencies would rise up to become the coffee buying, the silver that you would trade in a daily environment.
Okay, is there any evidence of this, though? I mean, is this just your opinion?
This is the current narrative from the people who are what you would call Bitcoin maximalists, people who believe that Bitcoin is the one true currency. Would that describe you, Crichton? Are you a Bitcoin maximalist?
No, because I haven't followed any of that in 5 years or so.
Okay.
I'm not interrelated to that at all. I'm telling you that this was back then. This was a feature known about and randomly, rarely discussed.
Okay. Why did he call it a electronic cash system, a peer-to-peer electronic cash system, if you're saying that the intention was for it to be like gold and not really move around a whole lot?
Because it's also intended for gold, like the banking system today, is restricted to the very, very wealthy. Bitcoin was never intended to be restricted. You should always have the ability to trade directly in Bitcoin if you wish,
mm-hmm.
but there's no guarantee that that's not going to be expensive or slow.
Okay, you didn't answer
but
my
the
question.
The security is high.
Yeah, you didn't answer my question.
The question is, why does he call it a cash system? Because it had to be cash first.
It was intended to not be cash, why didn't he make that clear?
But it is cash. Gold can be traded, and once was, by hand.
If I give somebody cash, I don't have to give them an additional $5 on top because I gave them a dollar. That's what you have to do with Bitcoin. I spent $8 to send a Bitcoin transaction today.
All right, let's talk about something related.
Meanwhile, I can send Bitcoin cash for a fraction of a penny.
I can send Dash for a fraction of a penny.
Yeah.
Why would I want to send Bitcoin to anybody?
Okay, again, have you used lately a credit card?
Sure.
If you have, you did not use dollars. You used a dollar-pegged currency that's electronic.
All right.
That is
great. We're going to have to thank you for the call. I appreciate your input and your insight. Feel free to call again on another night. I look at it like, there's many different types of heavy metal, and, you know, which one you're going to prefer depends on what you want to use it for. I think there's plenty of room for multiple currencies. 855-450 Free Like Freedom. We got more coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is directing all administration officials to wear masks at all times in the building except when sitting at their own desks. The news comes as two administration officials tested positive to coronavirus in the West Wing last week. Speaking at the White House, President Trump says the United States is leading the way when it comes to testing for coronavirus.
This week, the United States will pass 10 million tests conducted, nearly double the number of any other country. We're testing more people per capita than South Korea, the United Kingdom, France, Japan, Sweden, Finland, and many other countries, and in some cases combined.
Your final numbers on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 109 points to finish at 24,221. The S&P gained a fraction of a point, and the NASDAQ was up 71. This is USA Radio News. The Democratic-led House may return this week to vote on a new economic aid package and change the rules that would allow for proxy voting in Congress. Democrat Majority Leader Steny Hoyer telling lawmakers to be prepared to return to Washington no earlier than Friday the 15th for a vote on two measures. The back and forth is continuing between the White House and Democrats in the House regarding what will be in this stimulus package. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin pushing for a payroll tax cut.
We're absolutely pushing for the payroll tax cut. It's an incentive to get people back to work. It's delivering money to the American public and to business in a very effective way. And that will be one of the components. You've heard Mitch McConnell talk about liability. We agree with that completely.
The Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments on President Trump's taxes on Tuesday. Three House committees subpoenaed the president's taxes and other financial records, but the president has yet to comply. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it is. Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the live Monday night edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can also get us at discord.lrn.fm, join in the chats, and even get on the air through our call-in line. And with you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we were talking in the previous segments with a gentleman who seemed to believe that Bitcoin was always intended to be a store of value, despite the fact that Satoshi Nakamoto called it a cash system. And I just wanted to say, because I didn't get a chance to say much during his call, that I look at cryptocurrency like music. Right. There's going to be a whole different bunch of types or a whole bunch of different types. Right. Mm-hmm. You're going to have the thrash metal version. You're going to have the country and western version. You're going to have the smooth jazz version. Right. You're going to have cryptocurrencies that cater to very specific things, specific markets. Right. That's what happens when you get the language of value. Right. Now being able to be written with features. Right. Mm-hmm. Money with features. Right.
It's so, open source, too. So anybody that wants to can copy a thing and change the thing. And that's why right now, if you go over to CoinMarketCap, which is one of the myriad of websites that kind of tracks thousands of cryptos, they currently are tracking 5,454, so over 5,000 400 cryptocurrencies and tokens.
And this is called a market, right? You have a marketplace with competing currencies.
And that's only a fraction of them. That's only the ones they're tracking on this website. There's probably 10,000 more of them that are so small and insignificant that they can't get the attention of this website.
Well, let's go to more of your calls and your thoughts. We have somebody on the line that might know something about cryptocurrencies. Steven, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, we can see you on Discord. I guess they added a video feature. Very nice. Very nice.
Well, let's talk about store of value.
Yeah.
And many of your listeners might be a bit confused about what the value of some of these different coins are. But they understand silver. They understand that silver has value, and it has had value for a long, long time.
Uh-huh.
Now, silver, well, I'm sure lots of you have tried to use silver as money before, but now there are big companies who are creating silver coins that are virtual coins that work just like Bitcoin, where you can spend, you can trade, you can transfer them, pay people, spend them, and trade them just like cash.
Now,
on your phone.
Are you talking about one of these silver-backed stable coins?
I am talking about companies that are making 100% silver-backed coins. Specifically, the one coin that I'm rather delighted by, which is called AGX. Now, AG stands for silver in the periodic table. AGX is the coin, and each coin is backed fully by 1 gram of silver.
Okay, so I was going to ask you, you already answered my question here, which one do you like? Because for the last several years, you know, we go to these Bitcoin conferences, which I don't know when the next one's going to be, but we've been to a number of these things, and there's almost always one or two of these gold/silver-backed crypto tokens that are present there, and of course, I always have the same question is, you know, where are you holding the silver? How can you guarantee that it's going to be safe? A lot of these companies have already failed at what they've attempted to do. So does this AGX have a track history, or is it brand new? What do you know about them?
Well, I've been following this AGX for a couple of years. They're by a company called Lode. I heard about this company at Anarchapulco a few years back, and they're really cool. And the reason I think they're the best is because they really want their silver-backed coin to be used as currency, not just for holding or saving, but they want to be they want it to be used at all the the businesses that you love where you can currently use Bitcoin Cash and Dash.
Interesting. So with this type of a coin, and, you know, pardon the layman version question, but I think it's an important one. I've seen these coins, and they claim to be backed by this precious metal in some way, shape, or form. Can I, if I own one of these coins, can I actually go somewhere and get the silver?
The way it works is that people actually bring them the silver to be stored. So this company has been storing, they've been in the silver storage business for decades, I believe. They have millions of dollars of silver stored for their customers that they've been storing for a long time. Now their customers said, hey, wouldn't it be great if we could use our silver instead of just store it away? So they partnered with some awesome people to create a coin, a digital coin, where you can trade and spend your silver like money.
So have you done this? Have you sent silver off to this company and gotten the equivalent amount of tokens?
I haven't sent silver, but I am working with them to make silver a payment reality in our economy.
Nice. Now, I've actually got 25 grams of a different gold back crypto that I bought from you. So obviously you're AnyPay gold. So is this going to replace AnyPay gold?
No. This is a large company who has been in the silver storage business for a long time, and they are very excited about making their customers' silver turn into money.
Truly.
And is this going to be, you know, I think a bunch of our listeners might be familiar with fractional reserve banking, right? In the traditional banking industry, the banks only have to hang on to, say, 10% of...
I think they got rid of that. I think it's now 0%.
0%?
Yeah, of COVID. Yeah.
So with the silver company, you know, is it truly a one-for-one? Or, you know, will they be able to issue more coins than actual silver that they have stored somewhere?
Each coin, it represents 1 gram weight of a measured and vaulted verifiable silver bullion.
Very cool.
Meaning that, you know, the respectable companies in this field have an auditor, right? They've got some third party that goes into the vault on a monthly or quarterly or whatever basis, and they make sure that the books add up, right? Like the number of silver grams in the vault is what is, you know, out there in the field, in the crypto, and that all makes sense. To me, the biggest risk is, of course, government raid, and that's always going to be my biggest objection to these backed currencies, because what would stop a government gang from coming in there and just taking all their silver? Nothing.
I think the reason with this company is that they are in a very progressive financial jurisdiction called Liechtenstein.
Oh, okay.
Which is actually one of the top most well-respected financial jurisdictions in the entire world. It is a European country that is a really great place. I think it's actually a monarchy.
Yeah, isn't that the one where there's like a prince and he's supposed to be kind of libertarian? Isn't
he's awesome. They're great. They're really good. They have business and finance in mind, and they love freedom.
And isn't it true that Liechtenstein doesn't make it onto the list of the, like, you know, those studies that we do where there's like the 180 countries and they rank them economically? Liechtenstein's not on that list because they have too small of a population. There's only like, you know, a few thousand or tens of thousands.
Oh, they don't qualify for the study or whatever because they're too small?
Yeah, exactly.
They have a very small, very wealthy population.
So then this begs the question, of course, Stephen, you know, being that you're, you know, the founder of AnyPay or one of the founders anyway, I know you're very passionate about all this. This, I assume, will be making its way to AnyPay?
Yeah, this was actually my first dream when I started AnyPay. I wanted people to be able to spend silver at regular stores. That was it.
I've always wanted that as well, and I've been predicting the coming of stable coins that you want to use for a long time, so I hope this is the first one.
I am excited. Any final thoughts, Stephen?
There's a whole market of competing silver coins, and everyone will be able to choose which one they want, or they can choose their favorite Bitcoin. No, I think it's very exciting.
AnyPayInc.com. Check them out.
Thanks for the call, Stephen.
LODE.1.
All right. Got you.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products
complex for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live. Welcome back, everybody. The live Monday night edition, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. That is our phone number. You can take control of the airwaves and talk about, well, whatever you want. And with you in the studio tonight, it's
Ian.
And nobody.
And I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and I wanted to tell you that Intercoin is the next step in the evolution of money. Just as the Internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency to circulate among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the Internet and in meat space. We think that is important here on Free Talk Live. So important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom is important, too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org. And I wanted to just ask real quick, Ian, we recently were out and about doing stuff, and you were able to make a payment to a restaurant using cryptocurrency, a part of something that AnyPay has, before we even got to the place. So you called in the order, and you were like, "I'm gonna send the payment over right now." Can you tell us a bit about that? Because I know that's part of AnyPay's bit.
Yeah, it's a new thing they've got, and I think we can talk about it now. It's called NRG City, like Energy City, but it's spelled NRGCTY.com. And when you go there, it will try to do a little GPS zeroing in on where you are, but if it can't, it'll just show you all the cities that AnyPay is installed in. You can click on the city that you want, so whether it's Keene, New Hampshire, or Bangkok, Thailand, or whatever, you click on the city that you want, it then shows you all the businesses that accept payments via AnyPay in that city. You can click on the one that you want to pay. So, like, you're in Keene, I went to Thirsty Owl today, you can just go there, pay, and you type in the amount that you have to pay, and you pay your tab there without even setting foot on the premises.
That is a kick-ass feature, pun intended.
Yeah. They did a good job with it. And it came out right in time. It's actually something they developed before COVID-19, and it turns out it comes in real handy during this situation where some businesses won't even let you inside.
Nice. Well, we have a Discord caller on the line who wanted to talk about, well, we'll let him say, Raven's Flock. You are on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I'd like to refute a common argument I'm hearing against, the idea of staying quarantined for COVID-19, and one I'm frankly getting a little tired of hearing.
Okay, what's that?
I've made my stance quite clear. I think that although I'd like to live in a voluntary society at this moment in time, people are not smart enough to live in that society.
Solution to that is called Darwin. They're not smart enough, they die, and then they're not there to be a problem.
Here's the argument I keep hearing. I keep hearing from people around me, well, if you don't want to go out, you can stay home. I'm going to continue to go out, and if you don't want to get sick, you can stay home.
Yeah.
But there's one thing that a lot of these individuals are missing. There are people that can have accidents at home. And which hospitals are they going to be going to? The same ones that the idiots are clogging with COVID cases.
Well, they should really go to the cowardly hospitals. There should be special hospitals that they pay extra to be in a hospital that's never had any sick people in it.
That's great. That's great. But we don't have hospitals like that at this moment in time.
Well, there is a market opportunity for you. You need to build that for yourself.
I can't build it in the middle of a pandemic.
Hey, man,
that's great,
hospitals are a high-risk place to go before the pandemic. There's all kinds of nasty things in hospitals. It's a good place to go and get sick, and they've always been that way, so this is no different.
Obviously, but when you purposely increase the amount of people that are infected with an ailment, you increase the likelihood that somebody is going to contract a viral infection out of a hospital. Now, I've caught viruses from the hospital before. I've gotten the flu from a head injury visit I had. However, I don't think it's a smart idea for people to go out and congregate and purposely increase the hospitalized population just so they can stuff themselves silly.
Well, they need stuff to do in the hospitals. They're dancing in the hallways, making videos. They have nothing else to do.
They have nothing else to do? That depends on where you live. Some hospitals are clearly busier than others.
Because some people are afraid of... let me see if I understand you. The people who are so afraid, they're staying inside in their homes, are further afraid that if they get sick in their homes or hurt themselves, because accidents do happen in the home, that they hurt themselves in their home, they're then going to have to go to the hospital, which will increase their likelihood to contract the thing that they're already afraid of. And we should all change our lives because of their fear? That's what you're saying?
I think the way you're framing it is poor, and you're purposely framing it that way to be facetious. No, there are elderly individuals out there who could have a heart attack or could fall and break their wrist and have an ailment they would have otherwise gotten over. However, since the elderly are more susceptible to complications from COVID-19, if they go into the hospital and they have a heart attack and the recovery would have otherwise gone well,
maybe they should just put a mask on when they go to the hospital, since that'll solve everything for them.
Nobody ever said that would solve anything. And again, that's once again being disingenuous. Nobody ever said putting a mask on would stop you from ever catching COVID-19.
Well, I thought are you saying N95 masks don't stop the virus?
After you breathe for 20 or 30 minutes, moisture gets into the mask, and the virus has an easier path towards getting in. Masks
well,
are
I guess
more
you're just
going
to die.
Protect other people.
Nice knowing you.
It's not that you're going. Well, it's not that you're going to die.
My
it's
answer to that.
It's simply that you don't want to increase the risk of people getting severely
injured. I want to do whatever I want to do.
Ailment.
And what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
I'm going to say you're a jerk.
You see,
fine.
My answer
blow
is
blow me.
if you want to be, if you think you're going to make me change my life so that you're not afraid, I'll give you whole
it
new reasons
to be afraid. It has nothing to do with me. There are other people out there that
I don't care.
I want to ask you, Ravensfleck, was your position identical to the position you've stated tonight pre-COVID-19?
Absolutely. When it came to the flu, the couple years ago, when the H3N2 outbreak, which was underreported, was going on.
No, I mean just in general, for anything. Like, would you recommend that people, you know, don't go to the hospital for fear of catching something?
I would recommend don't go to the hospital needlessly. But as I said, if you congregate at the local shopping center, you are going to increase the likelihood of an increased population with COVID-19. What that does is it, by definition, increases the hospitalized population, which makes it more dangerous. And not only does it make it more dangerous for people that are visiting the hospital, you're taking away hospital resources from people
that might have
other ailments.
Right, except none of that has happened. In fact, the hospitals are laying people off because they don't have enough to do. They've been overstaffed.
You ever think that's because people are staying home?
Of course.
Nobody's going to the hospital, and nobody's going to the hospital because they have the plague, because there isn't really a plague going on. There's just it's not the big deal that it's been made out to be.
Right.
Nobody ever said it was a plague. It's simply a pandemic. And if you don't take the pandemic seriously when there's an R-naught factor of 2 to 6, you're crazy.
I don't even know what that means.
Thanks for the call tonight, Ravensfleck.
I don't care.
It doesn't even qualify as a pandemic. If you look at the actual, what even the government itself determines is a pandemic, if you look at what has happened with COVID-19, it does not meet the definition of pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, the death rate so far has been 1 out of every 5,000 Americans.
Yeah.
That's not big enough to change your life over. I'm sorry.
Yeah. We've seen Saturday, I believe, I talked about Woodstock being held in 1968 amidst a quote pandemic. Another one that didn't quite, but the government didn't shut anything down. There was no social distancing.
Nope.
There was no fear. Hospitals didn't really do anything.
If you got sick, you got sick.
Nobody set up any field hospitals. Hospitals weren't overwhelmed otherwise from this, as near as we can tell. And it just really was a non-factor in people's lives. And what we have now is, as Ian likes to put it, the medical authoritarian hellscape, right? Where you now have government pretending that they are everybody's doctor and telling everybody what the healthy thing is to do, despite the fact that they're a bunch of crooks and liars.
And my doctor never tried to force me at gunpoint to change my life. You know, he's... it's not like the government where it's like, do this or we'll kill you or we'll lock you up or we'll take your life one way or the other.
You know what's not healthy? Fascism.
Definitely
socialism.
Not healthy, man. Definitely not healthy. And, I have this article that I brought in tonight from NPR. As hospitals lose revenue, more than 1 million healthcare workers lose their jobs. So they're not busy. They're not overwhelmed. I don't know what else to say.
Another aspect of Darwinism, if a species gets too populous, something's going to happen to make them die till they're not.
And it's okay.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. Would you rather be free or in an authoritarian hellscape? More coming up.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.